so much for joining us this evening and leading us in this angelic host attunement.
It is my pleasure. Can you hear me good?
Yep, everything sounds great.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. It's preferred if we can be in an upright position. And of course, if you need to lay down, that's great. If you have something to sit on that would lower your knees below your hips, that's ideal. You want this natural lift in the spine. We don't want to be fighting against ourselves. And gently close the eyes. Feel the extension of the spine from the root all the way through the crown. I'll just take a moment to say, when I was very young, I had a lot of surgeries and I had a lot of sensitivities and a lot of various injuries. And I started doing yoga, like, oh yeah, I can make my body feel better. And just the more I deepened my practice, the more I found that it is truly a magic key to unlock our experience. And our nervous system is basically a receptive entity. It sends signals, but all of the signals are based on a stimulus, whether it be from inside of us or outside of us. And a lot of the stimulus are our own emotions. And so we can use our breath and our own mind to give our nervous system the stimulus that is most optimum. And in this case, we're going to be opening our nervous system and letting it receive these higher frequencies. And, you know, some say that each of us has our own guardian angel, or many. Some say that this guardian angel is our I Am Presence. It's our God self. It's our enlightened self. However you want to see that, this is what we're going to be connecting with. And so the basis here is to receive the breath. And we begin by softening our eyes. Letting the shoulders hang softly down the back. Softening the neck and lifting through the crown of the head. Keeping the jaw relaxed and the face open. And you find if you lift, 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 eventually you'll reach this point and your chin will drop. You don't have to lower your face. You don't want to lower your face. You just want to raise the crown. It might even bounce. My head's bobbing when I'm right in the sweet spot. And so these eyes are nice and soft, and with this lift through the crown, the head pulls back a little bit and you can feel a little bit of pull in the corners of the eyes. Next in breath, just let that breath pour through the face, through the heart, and all the way to the base of the spine. With that, your spine just gets filled with joy. You feel this lift in your body. Maybe you get a little smile on your face. So right here we have this expression we can flavor our breath with. We're telling our nervous system we're happy, we're contented, we're joyful. And with the exhale, rather than letting the chest collapse, keep that fullness and just slowly let the air out, savoring it, reveling in it, and just enjoying it for as long as you can while it's with you until the next. Soft, smiling eyes. Reaching through the crown of the head. And this in-breath pours through our sacred heart, down through our belly, passing through our center point there, and goes all the way to the root. Meaning we're just letting our breath move through us, opening, like someone's pouring it into us. It goes down, hits our sacrum, and his hips open up, and you feel this burst of energy lift through the spine. Abdomen soft, shoulders are soft. And this delicate balance between firmness in your upright spine and relaxed balance in this central column. So then if you can really let it go, the in-breath is quite quick. You just fill up like a balloon. That was exaggerated. And slowly let it go, savoring each moment. Imagine there's this orb of light above your head. Don't imagine, feel it, it's there. However far it is away, lock onto it and let it be the place from which your breath pours into you. And allow all of your tissues to move out of the way. And with the exhale, savoring it, goes back into this life-giving orb. We carry this massive electrical potential through our central column of our spine, and specifically at various plexuses as they rise. And I'm sure all of you have heard of chakras, and unsurprisingly, they correspond with each of these plexuses in the spine. And so keeping with what we're doing, these kind and smiling eyes, breath pouring from above, going all the way to the base, activating that pranic fountain up through our spine, and then slowly and gently giving that sacred breath back to the one who gives it to us. And putting our attention on our sacrum, this whole cavity of our spine, but specifically the bottom portion of our spine. and feel the prana pour in and hit that place and let the sacrum breathe. And let the hips breathe. Feel how much freedom that gives to the rest of your spine. Place your attention on the belly button, but behind the belly button, resting just in front of the spine. And feel how the in-breath, just let that place be open and let the prana flow through. And the exhale too, keeping that place nice and open, just feeling the prana flow through this sacred intersection of electricity in our body. And the stomach does not need to clench at all in order to keep you supported. Now bring your attention to our heart center. The most magnificent center of them all, the one that sustains all of them. Now still letting the breath pour in from the top, but feel how the heart center directly behind the sternum is the place that first sparks the ignition for the breath. We really have to move out of the way for it to fill properly. The shoulders don't need to lift our heart. Our spine doesn't need to lift our heart. Our heart lifts us if we let it. And so the heart expands with the in-breath. If we let it be, it will continue to expand with the out-breath. Take a little practice switching from the in-breath to the out-breath. Gently keeping that fullness of the chest. And placing our attention on our throat center. Is it open? Is it clenched? When I get a little stressed, my shoulders tend to get tight, and my throat gets all clenched, and it squeezes my heart closed. Just have to let go. And open up that throat and taste and feel the deliciousness of this sacred prana that we have access to. Still remembering that flow coming from above through our sacred centers to the base of our spine, lifting our spine and back up through these sacred centers and back to the being from which it came. Now placing the attention on the point between the eyebrows, just about a half inch above. Just opening this area, letting this prana come through. Main work is moving out of the way of the breath. So having you feel like this third eye is like a straw. And you're just pulling air right through it. It goes right through the third eye between the eyes. Hits the back of the throat. And goes on its path. And then opening the crown. There's no neural plexus here, it's just an opening or a door. And so we want to open it to this divine being that feeds us, our primary food, which is the breath, but really it's the prana, or as Paramahansa Yogananda says, life trons. This is what we really live off, this subtle electronic energy. Staying with this breath, all these centers nice and open. We become a receptacle for this breath to move into and out of. Receiving these energies that we're about to call forth. Enhancing the potency with each breath, this delicious electric sensation that we can generate within our own body. And so now I'm going to read from this amazing book that has given me so, so much. I'm going to start with a poem. Blaze, oceans of your love, bring angels from above. God's victory must come through. I am your victory too. Blaze, mountains of your power, a billion more each hour. Blaze all your victory here. Guard all that we hold dear. Consume all, not thy way. Possess this world, hold sway. Forever with us stay, control all every day. Make us all freedom too. Come, come, right now, step through. This world from war release, blaze all God's cosmic peace. Make all here thy great light, blaze all thy limitless light. This world seal in thy heart, thy help cannot depart. Possess and hold command, thy love shall save our land. All miracles here flood through, all bow in love to you. This world shall heaven be, all mankind shall know thee. Blaze, oceans of thy love, reveal thy hosts above. Compel all war to end, help all on earth ascend. Blaze victory for all time, make all here now divine. Mankind shall be, obey, cleanse all on earth today. Thy victory is God's plan, thy victory here I am. Beloved of the light, as we enter into the release of that which we wish to draw into your outer use, I ask you to feel not only the reality of our presence, but I wish you to become acquainted with the power of the angelic host. When it comes to the direction of those activities of the sacred fire, which must be drawn into the physical octave to more quickly consume destructive conditions, then there must come the assistance of those great beings of the angelic host who are not only the guardians of that fire, but who are the directors of its terrific electronic force. As we move forward in the greater understanding of the immense service, the immortal service which the angelic hosts render to the people of the earth, we will call forth the eternal divine memory in each life stream of that absolute acceptance of the reality of the angelic host. Because all mankind centuries ago knew, accepted, and conversed with the angelic host. But as the discord grew greater, the angelic host, being holy, pure beings of love, had to recede until the cycle in which the violet consuming flame could be given, by which certain purification could take place that would again make it possible for the angelic host to come closer into mankind's outer daily activities. You who have been chosen, as the people of the present age, because of the light you have received and this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence, and because of the love and the great assistance from the beloved ascended masters and all that who have come with them. We wish to draw to each of you more power of the angelic host, which means more dynamic, victorious action of the sacred fires, victorious love from the great central sun. And that has nothing whatsoever to do with what you call in the physical what you call love in the physical world. This which I speak is the activity from the great central sun that is drawn into outer concentrated action at the command of the angelic host when your call goes forth to them for the assistance of their love of the sacred fire to become the law of your world. And when you begin to acknowledge the I Am, the immortal power of the angelic host, I Am the cosmic law of their victorious action to the earth, then there will come quickly to your assistance great beings whose power of love will enter into each of you and become for you the greater strength and attainment which makes your victory absolutely certain in everything in which you turn your attention. This greater closeness with the angelic host is absolutely imperative at this time if you are to receive greater help and enable you to do quickly that which is necessary in the outer. Therefore, if you call the power of the angelic host into victorious action in the physical octave, then you will have the flame, the eternal flame of cosmic Christ love, filling your beings and worlds and becoming for you the authority and power that makes it impossible for destructive forces to connect with you, to interrupt that which you wish to accomplish in bringing forth your perfection. You see, all these greater powers of life's perfection of which we have been speaking are already in existence, in action, in our greater octave of life, and in all the cosmic realms of creation. And in order for that power to come into your outer direction and control destructive conditions here, that you might have protection, it is imperative to set that law into action in your world. It is your octave that needs the action of our cosmic law. We do not need the action of your law. Heaven knows. We don't want it. But you need the action, mark you, of our law in your physical affairs. We don't have to use complicated prayers or fancy words to call this sacred power into our body. We could just use this breath. It's the greatest gift we have been ever given. We can flavor that breath with whatever intention we wish. Receive the sacred power so that we can use it how it was destined to be used, for the greater good of all humanity, for the betterment of our sacred world. Using this sacred staff of our spine, throughout mythology, there's these great beings. Shiva has a trident, long, straight object. Poseidon, trident, Merlin, staff. How many pictures have you seen of Archangel Michael using a spear to slay the demon? Or Durga, a spear. This pointed, long staff. We all have it. It's like a generator, receiver, accumulator of this divine energy, and we can, through our breath, collect it and use it for good like this. I pray that all of us can hear on this call and throughout this world can have a deep communion with our breath and a deep communion with this electrical capacity of our being, and to learn how to cultivate it so that we can use it for good, so that we can fulfill our heart's most intimate desires, which is most certainly our Creator's mission for us. And we can bring a greater heaven onto this earth, and not only bring a greater heaven, but enjoy our lives through it. We all know we are fed so greatly by giving love, opening up this fountain of our heart and letting it pour forth and create beauty all around us. Let all humanity experience this and know this and do this. And I pray for harmony. Wow, there's so much dissonance. People want to argue about everything, and I pray that this can stop with the power of our united intention and love and the grace of the Sacred Mother and her infinite legions of the angelic host, that this war can cease. Humanity can be at peace. We can once again know deeply and experience our brotherhood and our sisterhood, our connectivity, knowing that we all share so much more in common than we don't. I'm praying for continued preservation and amplification of these ancient sacred ways of the earth and of the spirit, these sacred techniques and sciences throughout all cultures that have been developed over many, 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 many generations and preserved. May we all be so blessed to drink from one of these streams of wisdom. May wisdom prevail in our lives. May wisdom prevail on the earth. This deep knowing wisdom that sustains and preserves life for a long, long time. May we be able to place our head behind our heart and lead from this sacred fountain and recognize that the more we let go, the more that it can feed us. The more we let our being and our consciousness be suspended from this sacred place, the more we will float and fly with our Creator. And I pray for everyone to have that, this sacred, illuminated buoyancy of the heart that requires no effort, no strain. And everyone can learn spontaneously and miraculously how to use their breath to slow the heart. As the heart slows, the tissues relax, there's more space. More space allows for more of this soothing, washing breath. And it's a self-perpetuating cycle. Praying for the sword of Archangel Michael to cut through this illusion that has been cast over this world for far, far, far too long, that seems to be cracking at the seams. May it be sliced and reveal the light of God, the light of peace, the light of unity, the light of harmony, the light of truth that we all are. May all of the ones in positions of authority be pierced by this sacred spear of the angelic host, Archangel Michael from himself, opening their consciousness to a flood of the divine law and the divine truth, that the games can cease, freedom can reign, praying that all the children can be surrounded by the shield of the angelic host, this sparkling crystalline shield that lets in the rays of the divine, the love and purity and truth, and shields them from the discord of this world, preserving their innate essence. And in one generation like that, our world can be reconnected to its roots, to its spirituality. Seeing, power dreaming here, now, that in the future, when we're old, we can see a reality where humanity rejoices in the praise of our Creator, rejoices in our communion around our sacred Creator, that our Creator, our God, whatever you wish to call that sacred source of life, will be the focal point. And everything will evolve around this sacred hearth. And finally, praying for all of the people on the earth, all the way back to the past and all the way through the future, that can be connected to the sacred hearth that is their heart, the landing pad for God, the landing pad and the distributing center, the sacred fountain that flows if we let it, and fills us if we let it. Let our priority be to feed this sacred fire that lives inside of us. Devote our attention to this place and know whenever something or someone makes it contract, we need to make an adjustment and keep that space open, as it is our orb, like our temple, our home for God to come and live. May we grow it with each breath. Praying for all those who are affected, which is everyone on the earth, but I specifically mean those personally affected who are sick or are terrified or are immobilized, what have you, because of this situation that has befallen our earth in the last year. May the fear and the pain and the suffocation be relieved miraculous and instantaneously by the sacred love of the angelic host, if each individual is willing. May it be a sacred breath and a balm of freedom and peace. All those who are alone, may they feel connected to the divine friend, the eternal beloved. Praying for all those who have left this earth, that they can be instantly connected with their sacred angelic guardian, their I Am presence, and their light body can reunite easily, harmoniously, with their Creator. It's also our Creator. And that those that have been left behind can feel the grace of their departure, feel the opening of their departure, and that they may have beautiful grieving, and they can let the energy flow, free themselves from stagnation. I'm praying that the sacred light of the angelic host can wash over the earth like a wave and just disturb and disrupt all of this stagnation, all of this inflammation. Like a boiling but not hot wave that just lifts everything. If you put your hand under the water in some sand, it just goes, and it can move and wash with the sacred water over across the earth and free the consciousness here. So humanity can have more ease moving into our next evolution as a humanity, one that is more connected with the divine, more connected with the internal source of life, more connected to the light. Praying for all of us here to have really beautiful dreams, deep connection to our being, whatever sacred being feeds us. Maybe you felt it and maybe you didn't. That's okay. Just treasure and savor that being. Honor it. And let it fill you with this sacred light. And I give thanks for God, our Creator, Sacred Mother and Father, the angelic host, all of the ascended beings, the magical, wonderful beings who tend to and watch over the earth. I give thanks for the earth and all of her magical qualities, all the beings who reside upon her, the forces of nature and all the elements, all of the animals and the insects, and all my sacred human family. I give thanks to myself and the sacred force that gives me life. May be in peace and vivified eternally by the sacred power of the angelic host. And that is all qualities that are needed. I say amen. And thank you. Om.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ian. I really love the visual of the orb above our heads, breathing through us and connecting with the heart, with the breath. And I really feel your passion for this work and for the breath. So thank you for bringing this to us tonight.
You're so welcome.
And for anyone who doesn't know, Ian offers this every Monday around 8 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're interested, you can reach out for more information. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.